Opinionated Marketers,
a podcast from Cambridge Marketing College.
Hello and welcome to Opinionated Marketers with Charles Nixon and me, Kieran Kapoor. Charles, you have found an article on Reuters about price tactics for helping cash-strapped shoppers.
Yes, it's not an easy thing to say early in the morning,
no.
But essentially speaking, it's now more than ever important for the pricing aspect of marketing to be considered in all its glory, given the high levels of inflation we're now suffering together with the uncertainty over the economy. There is quite an interesting discussion from people like Colgate and also Procter & Gamble as to what I would probably call the micro strategies that now need to be considered for pricing. Not just a case of introducing discounts here or discounts there on a broad brush basis, but here the analysis is really quite micro in terms of looking at when, now this is from the American marketplace, US consumers by group tend to receive their payments. So what they're looking at is when Americans tend to receive their paychecks in the first and third weeks of the month. The result of which is that during those periods of time, they believe that they can target their premium items because the paycheck is cleared. The weeks within the month when the paycheck is sort of been spent, perhaps, if you put it that way, they promote the cheaper items. So the strategy is not just to give discounts everywhere and all the time. It is to be quite specific about how they promote the premium products and how they offer the discounts for the run-of-the-mill or indeed budget lines. And it's quite an interesting approach because one of the elements that has come out of this embryonic recession, because it hasn't yet technically been one, is how the upper end of the income marketplace hasn't necessarily resorted to cutting back on its spending, whereas those on lower incomes already have and have done in some instances quite dramatically. So offering a broad brush discount, of course, then reduces your margins because you've suddenly given away margin that you didn't need to some sectors of the marketplace.
Yes, there's a very interesting specific example that the article gives that really brings home what's going on. So Colgate prioritises its premium products such as an Optic White Pro Series toothpaste, which apparently is $10, which is the upper end of their marketplace, at the beginning of the month when the paycheck's clear, as you said. But then later on, they move into the budget items as the cash runs out. But it also goes on to say that actually Colgate may increase in prices on a few but not all of its cheapest products, so that it remains within reach of consumers, but consumers could sort of aim to have it or just try a little bit harder. And what they're trying to do is stop consumers going to budget options elsewhere, perhaps going to discount stores and buying sort of completely different budget brands. So it's a very interesting, very, as you said, it's a very tactical pricing way that can only be done with massive amounts of data and massive amounts of data mining and analytics. So it's a really interesting part of marketing as well from that perspective.
It is. I mean, the standard way in which people tend to respond in recessions to price increases from inflation is that they tend to move to white label goods or supermarket owned brands. This means that, you know, the big brands, the ones who are maintaining, you know, perhaps the momentum in innovation, are strapped for income, and you know get problems for the big Procter & Gamble, the Colgate, the Unilevers, etc., as everybody moves to Tesco's or whoever's own brands. This, of course, is a more diverse issue now, because what used to be the case in the old recessions, whereas Tesco's brought in its value labels, and even people like Waitrose brought in their essential labels. Now, of course, they own branded products, so it's much harder to see on the shelves whether or not you're buying something that's produced by the supermarket, but just has its own pretty packaging and different label. I think somewhere about 30% of items, I believe, on Amazon are actually produced by Amazon rather than actually by other brands. And they just come with their own branding. So, you know, it's a much more complex marketplace out there now. And the big multinational brands have got to be very careful and detailed in the way in which they approach their pricing so that they don't lose a considerable amount of margin.
Yes, the other part of this conversation was also that brands, we've said in previous opinionated marketers that actually it's very important not to just automatically push to the bottom with your pricing, that people do still look for premium products that they can trust in a recession, because I will believe that if I spend that little bit more, even if that's a stretch to do so, the product is likely to last a bit longer. And what's interesting is that, according to this article, national brands are trying to convince shoppers that they're getting more bang for their buck. So even things like Clorox wipes will try and say that, you know, that their power is so much better that actually you need less wipes, therefore it's worth spending a little bit more. Tide talks about its superiority strategy, which work better in higher quality packaging. So the emphasis is on it's worth spending the money. So this bringing through of quality within a recession continues to be important.
Yes, I think it comes back to the original argument as to why brands were better than unbranded commodities. Basically, you buy the brand because it gives you a indication of value and indeed of quality. I mean, Andrex toilet tissue has been doing the same thing in the UK for years. Mm. But the one interesting aspect that I did notice is that there is no appeal here to the ethical side. Do spend more because it's ethically better. Do spend more because it's better for the planet. That has gone out of the window at this particular point. This is do spend more because it's better for you, better for your household and better for your budget.
Yes, that's true. There's one reference to a detergent maker slimming down the laundry detergent by removing water from it. So it's becoming so the dosing wash is the same, but you can add your own water, which of course reduces the weight of the product and therefore the amount of packaging, et cetera, et cetera. But actually, it's very clear this is the extra detergent maker, which isn't a company I recognise. But there's no suggestion that they're doing that from an ethical point of view, merely that it's cheaper for them and therefore they can pass on the pricing reduction.
Yeah, we will. This is the time when we will get shrinkflation, as I think it is technically termed, which is where you'll end up with the price staying the same, but the product getting smaller. And it's a classic way of increasing the value for the consumer and at the same time reducing the cost for the manufacturer. I think it's an interesting marketplace to continue to watch. We need to think, I think, as marketers, more. In more detail about how we look at our pricing, how we manage our pricing. The only question that I would make is whether or not the consumer is actually that fickle in terms of their movement between pricing and purchase. You know, if I see promotion of a product on the first week of a month, do I actually go out and buy it in the first week of the month, or do I leave it until I then go shopping later in the month and then either find that the offer isn't there or that I've only got a more expensive product and therefore I leave it off and go to an alternative. I'm not quite sure if the consumer is as quick to respond as the marketing communications would like us to think.
That is an extremely good point. Oh, you know, consumers may or may not be avidly watching the price of Colgate or Charmin toilet paper. And yes, I mean, obviously, if you're sitting in Colgate and Charmin toilet paper headquarters, you think that that's the most important thing about your in your consumer's mind, but it may well not be.
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening. So next week, we are going to be discussing whether marketers should get involved in the political situation or how we should respond to the rather complicated political situation in the UK at the moment. Catch us then.
Like and subscribe to this feed for more podcast content
from Cambridge Marketing College.